105.5 WDHA, The Rock of New Jersey with me, TC. Man, an exciting afternoon for me. WDHA presenting Stone Temple Pilots with Chester Bennington as we welcome back the Starland Ballroom on September 6th. Tickets go on sale Friday at noon via starlandballroom.access.com. But I've got two special guests joining me, the heart and soul of STP and Jersey Brothers extraordinaire. Welcome Dean and Robert DeLeo. Hi, guys.
Wow, that was quite an intro.
Really?
Yes, beautiful.
Well, you know what? You guys reopening Starland Ballroom for us after Superstorm Sandy, I mean, and the rebirth of the band, for me, I don't think that there could be anything better. We've got the rebirth of a huge venue here in Jersey that was shut down since last October, and now the rebirth of really, truly, I mean, everybody who knows me knows STP, my favorite rock and roll band. This is just going to be tremendous. Is the Jersey connection a reason that you guys also decided to get involved and play this gig?
You know, it... Starland Ballroom thing is a very, very special thing, but I think seeing the reopening of New Jersey is really big picture here. You know, being from the state, it's very close to both of our hearts. And, you know, seeing what happened, and this really makes the moment of doing this that much more special, that it's reopening because of the biggest disaster that, you know, New Jersey has seen. And, that means a lot to us.
Yeah, and it means a lot to us, too. We were really super excited to see who is going to be actually opening the venue on September 6th. And again, for me, I mean, it can be no better than the rebirth of Stone Temple Pilots. Now, first, I was going to ask you guys, like, so what's new? But that's kind of a silly, stupid question. Out of Time, just a killer song. And based on Out of Time, Chester Bennington seems like a great fit for you guys and Eric. But I want to go back to, like, the simplest of questions here that people probably don't know. How did you guys hook up with Chester and say, you know what, he's going to be the right guy to sing these powerful, anthemic, almost classic rock textured songs for us?
You know, he was the one and only decision. He was the one and only candidate. There was no list of cats. There were no auditions. You know, we knew for many years now that Chester has always really dug the band. And spoke at great length that this was going to be all that we wanted it to be. And, you know, it was evident it was going to be that just from that conversation. But it was even more so when we all got in a room and started playing some music together. And I got to tell you, you know, for me, Chester was a little more well-versed on the catalog than I was at that particular moment.
Really? Well, I was going to ask you that. First reaction for you guys, if you're just tuning in, I'm chatting with STP's Dean and Robert DeLeo. First reaction when you guys hit the studio and you start pounding out the tunes, what was your feeling?
It was invigorating.
Yeah, yeah.
Very invigorating. It was you know, it's that feeling. I got to tell you, I felt like the kid that couldn't wait to get out of school to run to my friend's house and turn on the blue floodlights and start playing music.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, and to some degree, probably felt brand new in some respect, and then familiar in another respect.
It does. It does. You know, while we were doing pre-production on Out of Time and getting that together, we actually were doing that at my home studio and recorded the song there at my home studio at Home Fry. And, you know, we decided in the middle of that to bust out some older STP. And being the fact that Chester has been a fan, there was no, hey, I got to look up the lyrics. Hey, I got to listen to this first. It was breaking right into it and just going, man, there it is. You know, that's really what it was like.
And making new music with Chester, I mean, how much more can we expect? How will it be delivered to us? You know, because it's a real different time. Every time I talk to a band, I talk to them about a different time that we're living in than we were 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, with the way that people are now kind of almost taking over their own careers.
It's beautiful to see, and it really gives a lot of musicians, I'm not just speaking on our behalf, but on every musician and every entertainer's, you know, on their radar, they can access a lot more these days, and it's great for everyone. You know, we were signed to a major label 20 years ago, and that was done a certain way, and that was still part of the old regime. And there, you know, I look back at it now, and I think there was a lot of money being passed around, and a lot of money being wasted. And now, with the beauty of technology in all sorts, social media, with sonically, with recording, you can make records in your basement, and you can basically put them out, distribute them with some help, in our case with ADA, through Warner, and really get music to people without a middleman.
Yeah, you can get them out to, you can get your tunes out to everybody. It is. It's quite extraordinary.
It is. It's beautiful. We're actually in the studio right now. We started last week. We're actually tracking three new songs.
Ooh.
We'll have five songs ready for an EP probably sometime in the fall.
So Starland Ballroom is coming back September 6th. Stone Temple Pilots with Chester Bennington. I have Dean and Robert DeLeo on the line with me. I always thought if I got you guys together, I would ask you this question too. Was there ever the fear that the STP experience part of your life would just stop and never come back? You know, with the ups and downs that the band has had, did you guys ever think, you know, this might be always our last show? Or did you guys always think that the enigma that has become the Pilots would still continue to in some form?
I think there was kind of more of that unsettling and unanswered questions being affiliated.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got tired of asking myself whether I want to do this anymore.
Yeah, sure.
And that's really a bad place to be with something as beautiful as writing music. I mean, it's not going to work, 5 days a week and having to commute and do what a lot of people do in life. And it's really not about a musical decision or a business decision. It's really a quality of life decision. And that's where we kind of are.
Yeah. Well, before I let you guys go, what can we expect from the live show? What's the live show going to be like?
I'm going to bring up some dogs and dance around with a monkey and wrap them in plastic. And
yes! That's exactly what I wanted you to say.
Lots of coffee, darling.
Oh, man. I can't wait. Starland Ballroom reopening. We could not get a better show. WDAJ presenting Stone Temple Pilots with Chester Bennington as we welcome back the Starland Ballroom on September 6th. Tickets this Friday at noon via starlandballroom.com/axs.com. Filter, by the way, will be opening the show. That's going to be tremendous.
Oh, yeah.
Tremendous. And Dean, before I let you go, I read that you were going out with Peter Frampton to do some dates on the Guitar Circus. That's pretty cool.
That's very cool.
Yay!
Yeah, looking forward to that. Yep.
Yeah, and looking forward to seeing you guys. Thank you so much for checking in.
Thank you,
TC.
And we'll talk to you soon.